Morning. So this is Tobin. And I had something happen yesterday that I wanted to share with folks. Particularly, I wanted to share it with the folks who are going through the Alignment Engine coaching, because I think it will be really relevant to you. But anyone who hears this story might appreciate this. So it actually starts with the coaching around the Alignment Engine. So I'm doing that. Really happy to be working with Michael and Dave. I joined that program specifically because the way they present how they work with their students to get to an aligned offer, that's what appealed to me. So I came to this for business reasons. I think they're really good. I think they're doing something really unique because I've done other coaching programs before. I've looked at a lot of them, but I jumped at a chance to work with Michael and Dave because they do have something really unique in how they get to that aligned offer. So I was very eager to work with them, happy to be doing it now, happy with the results. We just had our second coaching call this week, and that's actually where the story starts, is with the second coaching call. So last week I was telling them in the coaching call, last week I had Thursday night, I had one of those bad days. I just think a couple things didn't go well during the day. Went to bed discouraged, just wanted to put an end to the day, start a new one. I actually came back Friday morning and sold a new client, which was a big deal because in our business, we actually had a big change in our business model. It kind of made us reset our whole business. And so it was a really big deal. I shared that with everyone. They were very encouraging. So we were talking about that on the coaching call this week. And one of the things that I shared with Michael and Dave is that as I've been working through their process and through some of the exercises that they have shared with me, and they were asking about how that reflected and impacted the sale that I had with a new client on Friday, and what my process has been. I explained to them that I've felt a little bit frustrated because when I do some of the exercises that they've shared, my first reaction, because my mind tends to be overly analytical at times, very skeptical about things, questioning, sometimes get in that fear-based sort of negative strain of thinking. So I have to find a way to change the channel from that stuff because that's never going to serve me. I know that. I've lived with it for a long time. I want different results, so I have to use the clicker and find a new channel. So I was explaining that some of the exercises were feeling like they weren't working for me because I would do the exercises. So I would set a folk a deliberate intention to do the exercises that they shared, but I would feel inside frustrated and pissed off and like my mind wanted to argue about the exercise. And so I was sharing this with them, and I think it was Dave, to his credit, said, first of all, and I said, I think I have something that works a little bit better for me just to change the channel. And once I get in a little bit better frame of mind, then I can do the exercise and the exercises, and they work for me. So Dave said, if you've got something working, keep doing that. That's great. You can't argue with those results. I think that's smart because rather than sort of trying to argue me away from my point, he said, go with what's working. But he also challenged me because he said, if you are doing these exercises and you feel like you're overthinking them, if they feel too intellectual, or you're getting in this back and forth in your head, you're not doing them right. Something is off because the basis of what we're talking about is ease and simplicity. And it's as simple as thinking about the results that you want, and then stepping into those feelings as if you already have achieved or accomplished or have that thing that you desire. You have to skip over the how. The how is the thing that throws me way off course because when I start asking questions that I don't have the answers to, I go down that rabbit hole. So where am I going with all this? Well, it's actually the story is non-business related. So I'm not going to talk about my business. I'm not going to talk about clients and all that stuff. It's something else. So several years ago, I had a business trip that took me through Connecticut, and we actually stopped at Mohegan Sun. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Mohegan Sun facility down there, but the Native American tribe has just built this. It's a casino, and I have about zero interest in gambling, but the facility itself is like a resort. I mean, the interior of that building is just amazing because it's like walking through a Native American art museum. I mean, it's just beautiful, the ceilings and the decorations. I mean, you could spend a whole day just walking, and they have restaurants and shopping and things to do, even if you're not interested in gambling. So long story short, I was there several years ago, and I made a note to myself, a thought that, I really want to come back here, and I want to bring my wife Martina, I want to bring the kids. I want them to see this. It's so beautiful. Like I could, we were there for just a few hours. I said I could spend a whole day just walking around and looking at this. They've really done an amazing job. Well, when I and then about a year ago, we were making a trip through Connecticut, and I said, well, maybe we'll stop and stay overnight at Mohegan Sun. That will give us a chance to do this thing that I've desired to do for several years. But when I looked them up online, their room rates were like $450 a night, maybe as low as 250. It was a lot and not something that we were going to do at that point in time. So this has been in the back of my mind, sort of a seed that was planted years ago, but I haven't really thought about it lately. Yesterday, I got an email from one of the travel newsletters that I have subscribed to, and they had a special deal. So it's one of these travel deal sites, and it was $99 for a night at Mohegan Sun. And I said, wow, that's pretty cool. Like $99, that feels fair to me. I would do that at any hotel. That's not the $450. But here's the thing. Because we had been working on the business, I told you before that had this big change in our business model, basically resetting the business from scratch. What we had decided to do was budget. We put our family and business on a budget, cutting back expenses here and there, really focusing in on the core essentials of the business. So I was wrestling in my mind with this decision of, do I take $100 to go down and make this trip something that I wanted to do for a while? The deal was only available for, 24 hours or whatever. So I had to make a decision, and this is what I decided to do about it. I said, I'm going to play a game with myself because I'm really learning this process of creating the results, the experiences that I want in my life, and it has to start here first. And it's the action is not gonna, I can't just do the action to make these things happen. I have to align with my thinking, align with my mindset first. That's going to create these results, and then take inspired action. So it is. I'm not saying there's no action involved, but it's inspired action and mindset together. That's what really works and makes the alignment engine special. So I decided to make a game. I went home at lunchtime and I talked with Martina. I told her about this. I told her about the deal, and I said, this is what we're going to do. I said, if I can make at least $150 happen, because to me that was the hotel room and gas, whatever, to get down there, let's go take this overnight. Let's just drive down to Connecticut and we'll do an overnight. We'll see you'll love it. It's beautiful. I said, I'm not comfortable right now taking money out of our budgeted income, our planned income, to do this because this is something extra and special. We didn't plan for it, and we're only focused on the essentials. But if I can make $150, something extra happen that we weren't planning for in the next 24 hours, let's do this. And she said, okay. She's good about that. She kind of bears with me on some of these games and whims that I play. But what I did, during my meditation time, I focused on this. I focused exactly on what I was telling you before. What do I want? I want to go. I want at least $150. I want to go. I thought about the experience of being there before, thought about how fun it will be to walk down those hallways and look at these amazing, the roof and the dome and all the things that they have there. Just soak in the experience with Martina, with the girls, just enjoy this experience with them. So I was feeling that. And I didn't know, if I could sign a new client, yesterday, today, or whatever, that would be, I would say, oh, let's make this trip or whatever. I didn't know what would happen. I didn't focus on the how. I just, the what and how it would feel, how I will feel about it, right? So, and I told Martina this. She sent me a text message in the afternoon and said, hey, look at this. And she had taken a screenshot of our bank account. We had $600 that was deposited into our bank account. Where did the $600 come from? It was a commission on a website platform that I literally had sold like 5 years ago. Occasionally we get money coming in, but I haven't even thought about it. I think it comes in maybe quarterly basis. At one point it was like a couple $100 or whatever, and then it's grown. Somebody must have signed up or added to their package or whatever, because now it's up to $600. That's what was deposited yesterday. Not planned income, out of nowhere, the money materialized, right? Pretty cool. I mean, think about that for a second, because there's multiple manifestations here. There is the $99 deal, because I would not even have been on this track at all if that hadn't arrived. And that seed was planted a long time ago, but it materialized. And then this other thing happened yesterday. So before Martina sent the message about the $600, the feeling that I had, and that you might have, if you're a student of the alignment engine, or if you're thinking about this, you probably feel the same way, because when there's something that you want and you don't yet have that thing, it feels like it might as well be a million miles away, right? I mean, it's just the how feels like this gap that you have to leap over, and how are you ever going to land on the other side? You feel like you're going to jump and just drop and drop and drop, right? And that brings about those fear feelings and stuff. So it's really a process of, I mean, how do you work that process? You have to trust, I think, and you have to just tune into the feelings and play that little game about it. You know, it's kind of, some people say they'll manifest parking spots. They'll go someplace where they know the parking is, where it's busy. It's hard to find a parking spot, but I'm going to manifest a parking spot really close to my location. Well, I was playing that way with this little game. If we didn't go to Mohegan Sun, no big deal. It would have been a fun thing to do, and we wanted to do it, but it wasn't the end of the world if we didn't go. So it was playful. Martina said, well, I was talking with her about this last night because I wanted to process what happened yesterday. She said, instead of $600, why didn't you do 60,000 or 600,000? Right? And like, yeah, that's exciting. Like a lot of money in a short amount of time. That's fun. But here's what my answer to her. If I go to the gym right now, I can curl, because I do this. I can do my curls with 35-pound weights in each hand. Okay, so I've built up to that point. But there are guys right next to me that are curling 75-pound weights. If I try to pick up their barbells, their 75-pound weights, and do curls, I'm not going to be able to do it. And this process of working with your mindset is a practice every bit as much as going to the gym. If I go to the gym, try to pick up the 75-pound weights and try to curl them because I just saw somebody else do it, and I fail, I can't do it. I don't think I could do a 75-pound curl, and if I did, I'd probably, hurt myself trying. A lot of people stop at that point and say, it didn't work. This doesn't work. Doesn't work for me. I don't know what happened to you, but it doesn't work. Well, it does work. Maybe you start with a 20-pound weight. That's what I did, built up to 35. Maybe I'll do 75 pounds if that becomes an intention and a goal at some point. It's not really my focus right now, but my point is, it is a practice. So why did 60,000 or 600,000 not materialize yesterday, so that we could do Mohegan Sun and a dozen other things that we are desiring to do? Well, it's a process that you work through. I have two choices that I can take, and this is my challenge. I want to just share this with you guys. One is, you can think about this like, remember how you feel before something happens. But then if you can have an experience where something actually does materialize for you, where you manifest it, you set an intention and it happens, and you feel that appreciation around it, that gratitude and that excitement that it happened, I can dwell on that feeling, and I can build that practice and get better at it, and go from 35 pounds to 40 pounds to 50 pounds, and start to build up my ability to do this. To me, that feels like, this sounds really silly, but it feels like becoming a wizard. Like, if you can do that, what can you not do if you start to really build the practice and the habit and the strength, the muscle memory to be able to do these things? That's exciting. Or what most people do is they take the mindset of, well, maybe it was just a coincidence. I mean, maybe it just happened that the $99 deal and this little game that I played with myself and the $600 all happened in the same day, the same 24-hour period, and it's a coincidence. Does that kind of thinking serve you? Maybe it's true. I mean, I'm not arguing whether it's true or not because I don't care. The question and the decision that I made for myself was, I believe I can live a better life, a more enjoyable life. My time here on Earth is going to be better by applying the thinking, the magical thinking, if you want to call it that, because it's just more fun, it's playful. And I want more of that in my life. And I just wanted to share this because I think there's an application here. Obviously, I've been working the Alignment Engine process. Really appreciate Michael and Dave, what they're doing for me and working, how they're sharing with me. So I'm working that for my business, but it spills over into other aspects of your life. And I think that's really important to recognize that, and not dismiss it too quickly. Because so now that, by the way, I booked the ticket. It's only one night. We're going driving down from Maine to Connecticut. We'll do one night there. It's no big deal, right? But my wife, my daughters will get a chance to see it. We'll make a fun trip out of it. Now that I have that, so I booked, the room. Now that I have that experience, it doesn't feel like such a big deal. But $60,000 or $600,000, that feels like a big deal. I'd be really excited about that. But maybe that's a little bit outside my reach. Maybe that's the 75 pounds right now. But I can work towards it. I can work on getting my aligned mindset ready for new things. And ultimately, this is about me growing as a person, who I become, so that 75 pounds, that's what happens at the gym. You become the person who picks up those weights and you're able to do 10 reps with each arm, if that's your thing. It doesn't, I'm just using that as an example. It really doesn't matter what it is that's your thing, but if you're building towards it and you're having fun doing it, I think you're on the right track. I hope there's something useful in this story for you. I wanted to capture this. I wanted to share it with some of the folks that I've been connecting with because I think they'll appreciate it too. And good luck. And hopefully you'll check back in with me. So just my name's Tobin. My thing is list building big audiences and helping people monetize their passions. You can follow me more here at Tobin Slavin. And my message to you is stop marketing now and do this instead, which is start a conversation.